This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا for all the du'as. This was my fifth operation since I was born. The first four were in Jahiliyyah. And I always remember the anaesthetist telling me to try to count to 10. And I could never get to 10. Always got to around about 7, and then I would wake up from the operation. So this time I said, no, man, I'm a Muslim. I can't count to 10. What happens if I die? And so I said, أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا نَحْيَا وَعَلَيْهَا نَمُودُ وَبِهَا نُبَعَثُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. Literally, when I finished saying الآمِنِين, خلاص. And then I woke up. الحمد لله. And really, I said الحمد لله, you know, because, I mean, the last talk that I gave was about death. I said, yeah, I didn't know that was so appropriate. And the possibility of literally, brother, Salaam Alaikum. You're right. Okay. Remember our agreement, no? Shukran. Right, Ramakasi. Alhamdulillah. And so, not just when you go for operation, but every night when you go to sleep, you know? And we say, Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. You know, Allah, with your name, I die. None of us are guaranteed to be going to wake up in the morning. Because sleep is the small death. And I mean, I really felt that when they put me to sleep, that, you know, could I, there's a possibility that I might not wake up out of this. So I thought, you know, not just live every single day or act every single action, but speak every single speech as if it's your last speech. So if this was my last khutbah, you know, what would it be? That's what I was basically thinking the whole week, you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all long life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, making physical jihad, and if not that, at least verbal jihad, and anything less than that is the weakest form of iman. And we don't want to be on that. This morning, I opened my phone and somebody sent me a clip of Khalid Mish'al. Who is still considered to be of the, I don't know what position he holds at the moment. I'm not sure what position he holds at the moment. But he is still considered to be one of the leadership of Harakat al-Muqawamat al-Islamiyya. Harakat al-Muqawamat al-Islamiyya, the Islamic resistance movement. If I speak English, I don't like to say Hamas, because Hamas is an Arabic acronym that's being abused at the moment. Because if they had to say the resistance, they wouldn't be able to say what they are saying about Hamas. So if you speak English, say the resistance or the Islamic resistance or the Islamic resistance movement. If you speak in Arabic, you can say Hamas because it's an Arabic acronym. In English, it means nothing. And it's quite unbelievable when you hear the conversation that goes around the right of a people to resist when it comes to the Palestinian people. I mean, can we even tally the amount of money and weapons and mercenaries that have gone from the West to Ukraine to fight against the so-called Russian occupation? We can hardly even tally. And
the mobilization to aid that resistance in Ukraine, which, by the way, in some instances is led by a neo-Nazi organization. But in the West, from almost every pulpit, I'm speaking political pulpits, for the lack of a better term, corrupt pulpits as they are, there has been this unstoppable call to aid in the right of resistance to a people who are being invaded and occupied. But the double standard of the West, the same doesn't apply to the Palestinian people. And when you look at the track record of the West, then honestly, what more do you expect? I don't know if you saw that our brother in Islam, Mandla Mandela, was recently barred from entering the UK. In fact, he sent me the letter of refusal. Now, there's two words. One begins with a D, other one starts with a B. I don't know. I won't feel so comfortable using the B word in the masjid. But the other one is dastard, with a D. Dastard. Or dastardly, as they say. A dastardly human being. A despicable, treacherous human being. And you think, the United Kingdom, and more particularly England, the ones who started all of this in the first place. And I'm going back to the 1830s. Lord Shaftesbury. Anthony Ashley Cooper. Lord Shaftesbury. Who convinced Lord Palmerston to send a British commissioner, James Finn, to the Holy Land when it was still under the Ottoman Empire, in order to, in some clandestine way, to facilitate the return of the Jewish people to their ancestral homeland. And there's something else I've discovered. That Zionism is an anachronism. What's an anachronism? It's basically an action that is done in a time that does not fit with that time and context. Because I see the teacher's raising his eyebrows there. Is there better? I'm sure there's a better definition, but something to do with that. Something to do with something being out of time. An anachronism, something, an action that is done out of time. And I'll explain to you why I say that with regards to Zionism. Because the main aim of Zionism is what they call Aliyah. Aliyah. Aliyah, if you ask the Zionists when was the first Aliyah, Aliyah means to go up. Same word in Arabic, basically. Ala, ya'lu, you know, to go up. As we say, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. You know? So Aliyah in Hebrew literally means to go up. To go up. And if you go onto the, even Wikipedia, and you look up the Zionist Federation, the World Zionist Federation, and you see, what are the main aims of Zionism? They will tell you, it's Aliyah. Aliyah, to go up. In other words, for all the Jews in the world to return to what we call historical land of Palestine. I mean, it's called Palestine, why? Why is it called Palestine? It's not called Palestine in the Quran. It's not called Palestine in the Sunnah. It's called Palestine because geographically, that's its name. It's been so for the last 2,000 years. The Romans named it Palestine. In fact, they divided it into three provinces after the destruction of the, or the defeat of the Bar Kokhba revolt in 132. Hadrian massacred the Jews in Judea, drove them completely out of Judea, and then he changed the name of Judea to Syria Palestina, meaning Syrian Palestine, the Palestine of Greater Syria, and divided it into three provinces: Palestina Prima, Palestina Secunda, and Palestina Soltaris. These are three Latin names. And so, from a purely geographical and, for the last 2,000 years, historical perspective, that is the land of Palestine. Not because of the Philistines. The old Philistines that came from? That came from Crete. When? In about 1171 BC. They were called the Peliset. The Peliset. They were defeated by Ramses III at the Battle of the Nile Delta. And then he resettled them on the coastline of the Holy Land. And in fact, in Greek, they call it Philistia. It was a pentopolis. It was a city-state of five cities. It was a state of five cities, a pentopolis. And those five cities were Gaza, Gath, Ekron, Ashdod, and Ashkelon. But by 605 BC, after the Neo-Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem and al-Masjid al-Aqsa, and taking the whole tribe of Bani Yehuda, actual fact, during the Neo-Babylonians, that area was called Medinata Yehudim. And under the Persian Achaemenid Empire, Medinata Yehudim. But after the destruction by the Neo-Babylonians, the Philistines as a people ceased to exist. The name only came back into usage when the Romans renamed. First they renamed Jerusalem as Alia Capitolina. That's why even in the Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he calls Jerusalem Ilia. In the Hadith, he calls Jerusalem Bayt al-Maqdis, but he also calls it Ilia, because Hadrian had changed the name to Alia Capitolina. And he had brought the statue of Jupiter, and he had put it in Masjid al-Aqsa. He had put it in Masjid al-Aqsa. And then the Bar Kokhba revolt happened. Hadrian crushed him, and that's when the great Jewish diaspora began. وَقَطَعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا. And we spread them, we scattered them amongst the nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So, Zionism is an anachronism. Why? Because if you read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tells us, especially in Surah Al-Isra, verse number 4 to verse number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly tells us that Bani Israel, they were granted two entries into the land. Okay, so one entry, they broke the covenant, they were expelled. What do we call it in property jargon? They were evicted. Allah evicted them. Bani Israel, they entered the land, they broke the covenant, they were evicted. Then they were in Babylon, in Babel, for 67 years they were there. From 605 to 538. From 605 to 538. They were there for about 67 years, plus minus. And then they made Tawbah in Babel, and then Allah gave them a second chance. ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمْ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. Just like it says in the prophecy, in Deuteronomy, Devarim, chapter 30, verse 5. Nabi Musa warned them, if you take any other gods to worship, or if you break the statutes and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be destroyed from the land. The land will vomit you out like it vomited out those who came before you. And so it came to pass. The land vomited them out. But then, chapter 30, verse 5, Devarim, Deuteronomy. But if you repent and you return, and you do right, and you worship only Allah, and you obey all His commandments, you will be granted prosperity in the land, and and you will be made even more numerous than your previous generations. Exactly what the Quran says. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. That's one of the next words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do well, you do well for yourselves. And if you do evil, you do evil upon yourselves. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And then, the second warning of punishment came to pass. With who? With the Romans. And so they were evicted for a second time. And the last time. There is nowhere else. Bring me any Jewish, Christian, or any other type of Zionist. Arab Zionists, there's plenty of them nowadays. Plenty of Arab Zionists nowadays. Bring me any Christian, any Jewish, any Arab Zionist. Although you don't hear it so much from the Arab Zionists, because their thing is all about fulus. It's all about money and power. Whereas the Jewish Zionists and the Christian Zionists, you will often hear them quoting from Amos, and Ashiya, Isaiah, and Irmiya, Jeremiah, and Hasqiyal, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and Habakkuk. You'll hear them quoting all of these prophecies about the ingathering of Bani Israel. In fact, even the war criminal, the savage war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu, the other day was quoting Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. Now, if you read Isaiah chapter 11, it's all about Bani Israel returning to the land and establishing a kingdom against their enemies. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in Surah Al-Isra. But it's already come to pass. Finish. So, Zionism is an anachronism, quite simply, because the word Aliyah, which means to go up, to return, was issued in the decree of Kerosh, or Cyrus the Great. Cyrus the Great, that's why, what's his name? The president of America at the end of the Second World War. After Roosevelt. Truman. Harry S. Truman. Harry S. Truman, he was being introduced by his Jewish friend that he had when he was in the army in the First World War. And this friend of his was introducing him to a group of Zionists. And he turned around to them and he said, I am Cyrus. I am Cyrus. Why? Or even Napoleon, for that matter. The Jews of France called Napoleon Cyrus. Why? Because he issued a declaration in 1799 that he was going to return the Jews to Palestine. He invaded Palestine. He invaded Egypt in 1798, and he invaded Palestine in 1799. So why did Harry S. Truman say, I am Cyrus, I am Cyrus? Because Cyrus, the king of the Persian Achaemenid Empire, when he defeated the Neo-Babylonians, he was the one, in actual fact, archaeologically speaking, you can see the cylinder of Cyrus. He didn't just make a decree for the Jews, he made a decree for people of all faiths. That if their temples had been destroyed, if their places of worship needed repair, that they would repair at the expense of the Persian Achaemenid Empire. So he is the one that issued the decree that they should go up to Jerusalem. They should go up. So there was only one return. There was only one restoration. Take the whole of the Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim, the whole of the Old Testament. And if you want to include, for the Christian Zionists, take the entire New Testament. And there is no mention of any other return of Bani Israel to Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa after their eviction and their expulsion from the land by the Romans in the year 70 and the year 134. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, that's not the biggest problem. When we look today, and listening to my brother Khalid Mish'al, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him steadfast. Most likely he will become, I don't know, probably become the new leader of the Islamic resistance movement. Whatever the case, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him steadfast. And as I was listening to his talk this morning, and he's calling out, you know, Ya Hukkam al-Ummah, O leaders of the Ummah, Ya Qadat al-Tanzimat wal-Harakat, O leaders of the movements and organizations. And then he speaks to the Ummah itself, the Ummah. He says, the Ummah. Ya Ummatana, O our people, O our nation. He said, this is not just a matter of being Palestinian or fighting for the land of Palestine. He said, this is an issue of irth. Irth Muhammad. The inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The inheritance of this ummah. It was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, I get where he's going with this. He's saying, this is not an issue of qawmiyya, of nationalism. This is not an issue of Palestinian sovereignty, even though that is the first step in at least getting some sort of human rights and dignity for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, is to have a Palestinian state. But we all know that there will be no Palestinian state, and there will be no freedom for the Palestinians, and there will be no liberty and human rights for the Palestinians. Unless Zionism is destroyed. This anachronism. This thing that, in actual fact, when you really spend time and you study and you research about the history of this movement, wallah, it's a movement of insane people. It's a movement of insanity. Zionism is a mental illness. Please, brother, don't forget our agreement. Don't forget. All right. Shukran. Tramakasi. Zionism is a mental illness. Wallah, it's a mental illness. Do you see what they're doing to the people of Jabalia as we are sitting here right now? Wallah, they are massacring the people of Jabalia. After 1 year of genocide, and let me put it to you this way. What you need to understand, this has got nothing to do with the 7th of October. Once the dust has really settled, you're going to see how many of their own people they killed. Wallah, you're going to be blown away. How many of their own people the Zionists killed on the 7th of October? Wallah, you'll be shocked. You'll be blown away. It's got nothing to do with the 7th of October. If you look at the proposals that came out of the first Zionist organization congress of 1897 in Basel, in Switzerland. It was about establishing, in fact, not even a Jewish state, because Judenstaat, which is the book that Theodor Herzl wrote, doesn't mean Jewish state. In fact, I will go so far as to say these are not even Jews. You know, we have our own problem with the Jews. We have our own problem with the Jews, the Orthodox rabbinical Jews, in terms of Aqidah. We have our own problem with them. These Zionists are not even Jews. These are mad people, wallahi. Zionism is a mental illness. These are insane people. An illegitimate state that was founded by atheists. I mean, how insane is this? They say, no, the land is ours because God gave it to us, but we don't believe in God. David Ben-Gurion said it. In fact, his name was David Green. David Gruen. In fact, almost all of the Zionist leaders changed their names. It's like the most weirdest, most fakest, most corrupt institution that the world has ever seen. David Ben-Gurion said, I quote the Torah a lot, but I do not believe in the God that it postulates. Whether it was David Ben-Gurion, whether it was Ze'ev Jabotinsky, whether it was Nahum Sokolow, whether it was Chaim Weizmann, they were all atheists. Bar a few. The overwhelming majority of them didn't even believe in God. Didn't even believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is very dangerous even for the Muslims, and I've even heard it from some scholars, saying that the second destruction hasn't yet taken place. That the second destruction that is mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, they say no, that is still coming. If you say that, then what you are saying is that in 1948, Allah gave the Holy Land back to Bani Israel. وَمَعَاذَ اللَّهِ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ Like I've said, all the prophecies about restoration, done. They had one entry into the land, 1399 BC, at the hands of Joshua and Caleb. They were expelled twice, 722 BC by the New Assyrians, the northern kingdom. Southern kingdom, 586 BC by Nebuchadnezzar of the New Babylonians. One restoration, one return, only one return. 539 BC or 538 BC at the hands of Cyrus the Great. And that was their last chance. By the year 70 and 134 or 135 of the Common Era, final expulsion. There is nothing in their Bible that allows them to go back to the land. And that's why strict Orthodox rabbinical Judaism believes that Zionism is a rebellion against God, because the exile that they are in is a divine exile. And they're not allowed to go back to the land. The three oaths in the Talmud, Ketubot 111, the first oath is that they swear that they will never ever go back up to the land to establish another kingdom or another state. And then those that do go up don't even believe in God. Yet, in order to prove that the land is theirs, they want to quote an anachronism, something that already happened in the past. They want to quote a God that they don't even believe in. Wallahi insanity. Wallahi madness. But again, that's not our biggest problem here. Our biggest problem, and I'm really running out of time here. Wallahi, you know, there's a word in the Arabic language, shafaqa. Shafaqa. Wallahi, I was feeling, because I was listening to Sheikh Khalid Mish'al this morning, and I lived in Damascus when Khalid Mish'al lived in Damascus. And in fact, I attended one of his lectures in the masjid in Mezza. And mashallah, how he used to speak then, Allahu Akbar. And wallahi, I can't even imagine to put myself in the shoes of Khalid Mish'al. Almost all of his friends are dead. Astaghfirullah. Not dead. Martyred. Not dead. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَا يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ Do not say of those who have been slain in the path of Allah that they are dead. Sorry, that was a slip of the tongue. Astaghfirullah. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ Almost all of his peers have been martyred. And he as a leader, we can see, just like the people of Gaza, with all their resilience, with all their iman, with all their sabr, wallahi, a inspiration for the entire ummah, 2 million teaching 2 billion. But you can see, he has been shaken to his core. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ Do you think you're just going to go to paradise just like that? And there hasn't yet come. And by the way, there's a ladder, there's a sullam. There's a sullam. I was listening to a sister from Gaza saying that there's a sullam, there's a ladder from Gaza to Jannah. There is no, if you want to think of it as a portal or whatever you want to think of it as, there is no place on earth where there are more souls leaving the dunya and going to Jannah like in Gaza. It's like a sullam. Do you think you're just going to go to Jannah? Allah says, and there hasn't yet come to you the like of that which befell those who came before you. Masatumul ba'sa. They were afflicted with ba'sa. Ba's. Ba's has a very wide meaning. You know? What darra and detriment. Harm and detriment. Whether it is physical or material. Which is mostly found where? Hain al ba's. Hain al ba's, at the time of conflict, at the time of war. These people have lost everything. The entire population of Gaza has been displaced. More than 2 million people have been displaced. Between 50 and 120,000, just like they say, of those that have been killed, either directly or indirectly, we're more like looking at 120,000, not 42,000. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا And they were shaken to their core. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ Until the messenger of the time, until the messenger of the time, and those that believed with the messenger, they said, so in other words, if a messenger can be shaken to his core, we cannot blame Khalid Mish'al or any of the people of Gaza to be shaken to their core. Until the messenger of the time and those that believed with the messenger were shaken to their core and they said, when is the help of Allah coming? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, Allah, inna nasr Allahi qareeb. Indeed, the help of Allah is near. But then, as Khalid Mish'al was calling on Hukam al-Ummah, the leaders of the Ummah, and Qadat al-Tanzimat wal-Harakat, and the leaders of the organizations and the movements. And as he was appealing to the Ummah, the next thing he said was, Ummatana al-Arabiyya wal-Islamiyya. And then further on down he said, Ummat al-Urubati wal-Islam. And I thought, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's why. That is why. We are not going anywhere. And I know we can sit here and debate until, like they say, the cows come home. About what he meant or what he didn't mean by saying, Al-Ummah Al-Arabiyya Wal-Islamiyya. But if we take the words of Sayyidina Umar, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَكُلُّمَا ابْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ He said, we are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. Not because we are Arabs. Not because we are Turks. Somebody was telling me yesterday that I think it was a brother from Kuwait. He decided to dress up in his gutra and his igal. His gutra, his scarf, and his igal. You know that black thing that keeps a scarf on with his abaya going into a masjid in Turkey. He came out of the masjid. He was walking in the marketplace and a Turk grabbed him by the scruff of his neck and gave him one big bunch of fives in his face. Now, this is no reflection on the Turkish people. But what is the sabab for that? Wallahi, it is al-qawmiyya, al-turkiyya, wal-arabiyya. How did you lose Palestine in the first place? Because of al-qawmiyya, al-turkiyya, wal-arabiyya. Because of Turkish and Arab nationalism. Da'ha fa'innaha muntina. The Prophet said, leave it alone. This nationalism, this tribalism, this, you know, any type of bias that causes division and dissension amongst us. Racism is another one. Leave it alone because it is a stinking, rotten corpse. And wallahi, uqsimu billah. This is my humble understanding. And I know Khalid Mish'al, and I'll make an excuse for him, that he didn't mean it in that way. But unless we stop using this ibarah, unless we stop using this sentence of our Arab Ummah and Muslim Ummah. Our Ummah of Uruba, of being Arab, and our Ummah of Islam, unless we stop using this ibara, wallahi, Allah's never gonna help us. We are a people Allah has made great with Islam. Fool, stop! And every time that we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. As-Suhyuniyya Zailatun la mahala. Zionism is finished. It was finished on the first day it began. Allah is waiting to give us His aid and His support. Allah is waiting to give victory to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ummah of Islam. Inna hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. This Ummah of yours is one Ummah, not two. Not an Arab Ummah and a Muslim Ummah. Because when you say that, if you're an Arab and you say Al Ummah Al Arabiya Wal Islamiya, what are you first doing? You're first uniting as an Arab with Jews, Christians, Druze, Alawi, Ladini, atheists, Ubad Shaitan. I mean, you get all sorts amongst the Arabs. Alhamdulillah, the majority are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, the majority are Muslim. But you can't unite yourself amongst with all these kafara, and then you want to say, well, Ummah al-Islamiyya. And then we also with the Muslim Ummah. We're with the Arab Ummah and with the Muslim. Wallahi, Allah's not going to give us victory. We are a people that Allah has made great with Islam. And every time we seek greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. Take it from the great grandson of Sergeant Major Joseph James Walls, who in 1890, they wrote in the Argus, and the terror of a sergeant, Joseph James Walls, who could make soldiers out of men almost by magic. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. But I say there's hope. If the great-grandson of a sergeant major from the British Army who came to South Africa to defeat the Zulus at the Battle of Gungungluvu and to capture poor old Setswayo and go and dump him in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on the island of St. Helena, if the great-grandson of a soldier of the British Empire that handed Palestine to the Zionists on a golden platter, if he is standing on the minbar today and calling you to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and I'm nothing special, but what I'm saying, if this be a reality, then there's still hope. And that's why I'm taking the opportunity, because I don't belong not to the English, I don't belong to the Scots, I don't belong to the Irish, even though I might descend from them. I don't belong to any of them. I don't belong to the Al-Ummah Al-Arabiya or Al-Ummah Al-Turkiya. I belong to Ummah La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Unless we all unite on that, Allah's just going to keep us there. Allah's just going to keep us there. Keep humiliating us. Keep disgracing us until we come back to what we were created for. To be khayru ummatin ukhrijat linnas. To be the best nation raised up for mankind. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. You enjoin the good. Wa tanhawna anil munkar. And you prohibit the evil. Wa tu'minuna billah. And you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters. In Jabalia, in Nusayrat, in Dir Balah, in Rafah, in Khan Yunus, in the whole of Gaza, in the West Bank, in Jenin, in Tulkaram, in Khalil, in Jenin, in Sheikh Jarrar, in Bayt al-Maqdis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be a part of this liberation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be a part of the freedom and liberty of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. وَرَزُقَنَا صَلَاةً فِي وَحُرٌّ عَزِيزٌ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَبَارِكُ وَسَلِّمُ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The mother of one of our members of our committee, in fact, the treasurer of our committee, Brother Ishaq Abrams, Ibrahim. Brother Ishaq Ibrahim, his mother, Hajja Halima, passed away yesterday and was buried this morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus. And also a dua for Hassan Ryland, undergoing a major operation today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa, guide the hand of the surgeon. Allah grant all our sick shifa, all our deceased Jannat al-Firdaus. And may Allah accept all of our martyrs and our qa'id. I didn't even mention Yahya Sinwar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Fighting till his last breath, fighting till the last drop of blood. He will go down, he'll be remembered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produce and grant us many more that will lead in the fight against oppression and in for the liberty of Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa wa Bayt Al-Maqdis wa Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأن ربكم فاعبدون وقال تعالى وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأن ربكم فاتقون وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص يشد بعضه بعضا أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى وحدة الأمة، الأمة الإسلامية، لا عربية ولا تركية ولا سعودية ولا كويتية ولا أبيض ولا أسود، إنما هي أمة واحدة، أمة إسلامية، أمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى وحدة الأمة، إلى هنا. وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولًا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي نور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين، وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم عليك بهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى والبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم، وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذب الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك هذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين وتقبل شهداءنا في العليين يا أكرم الأكرمين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Thank you.